Boy, I tell you, I get so excited when I'm on the Today Somewhere radio show each week. I sometimes have to calm down a little bit. You know, I started drinking that 50% caffeine instead of the 100%. So, you know, now when I drink my 8 cups, it just doesn't seem like 8 cups, you know? So,
yeah, you used to drink 4 cups, now you're drinking 8 cups.
Yeah, so I just, you know, it feels the same. I'm
You're almost decaffeinated.
You know, I know a lot of people that drink coffee all day long. I only drink a few cups early in the morning, but I see people that drink coffee all day long in the little styrofoam cups. And then, Now I don't know how at night, after you finish a meal, people order coffee. Now, if I did that, I would be running around my living room going, let me go to sleep, let me go to sleep, because it really gets to me. But I enjoy a good cup of coffee from from time to time, just like I enjoy relaxing, sitting back, letting Joe do a little work and sharing with us another great simple solution. Share another one with us, Joe.
Okay, and this one's especially designed for Danny because it's a decaffeinated simple solution. So you can read this late at night, Danny. It won't keep you up. Here's how to make a handy little tool holster from an empty soda bottle. Just take a 1-liter soda bottle and use a utility knife to cut off the bottom of the bottle, right? So you end up with this wide opening so that will be where you put in the tools. But before you do that, take the utility knife and measure down from the top end where you just cut off the bottom of the bottle, measure down about 1 inch and cut 2 parallel slits about 2 inches long, spaced about 1.5 inches apart. And those slits are going to allow you to weave your belt through. All right. So you want to thread your belt through that. Now I did this once or twice and I discovered that if the belt's thin, that's all you need to do. You can feed it through, but it's a thicker belt. Use a pair of scissors to widen each slot. All right. So you might need to do that. But anyway, so you just get these 2 slits in the bottle, side of the bottle, and you just thread your belt through it and you put it on your hip. And it's only a quart size or a liter size, but you'd be surprised how many hand tools and little supplies you can put in there. And this way, when you're going up and down ladders, you have both hands free. You know, you can see what's in it, obviously, because it's clear. And it costs nothing, right? Because you're just recycling it or reusing it as opposed to recycling it. So try that. In fact, I shot a simple solution, shot a video of this simple solution, and I'm not sure it's aired yet at todayshomeowner.com, but if not, it will be pretty soon. So there you go, how to reuse a soda bottle to turn it into a tool holster.
And you know, that might sound a little silly, but when you see it on a belt, you see it on your side, just the round nature of it or something works pretty well, because you know, the tools stay grouped together like that, versus in a lot of times when you have a tool belt with a number of pockets in it, you're constantly reaching in and grabbing that kind of thing. And so you might be surprised. And again, how cool is it when you can use something that's laying over in your recycle bin right now and you can convert it to something that you can use to help you with some of your home improvement projects?
Yeah, and it does sound goofy, and actually looks kind of goofy too, but once you start using it, it's like, well, I don't care what it looks like, it's really pretty handy.
Yeah. What's really goofy though is the one that you the hat that you made out of it, and you wear the other end of the bottle on
the
your
other
head.
Right.
That's a little hard to get used to,
especially with the strap that goes under my chin.